This is a podcast from the children's radio station Fun Kids. Listen on DAB digital radio across the UK or online at funkidslive.com.
How's it going, guys? It is Sean here with the Fun Kids Gaming Show. And this week on the Fun Kids Gaming Show, we're going to be finding out some of the latest news in Fortnite, particularly concerning the coming and going of Playground Mode. One minute it's up, next minute it's down. We're going to be talking a little bit whether Fortnite Playground Mode is going to be coming back to stay or if it's going to be a mode that disappears forever. Plus, with the sun shining outside, if you're going to be inside playing video games all day, then we're going to give you some tropical sunny video games that you can be playing this summer. Plus, we'll also do the top five games that you should be looking forward to seeing released this summer in 2018. So loads of stuff to come. So let's start off with the Fortnite news. So in the latest update on Fortnite 4.5, we saw the brief appearance of Playground Mode. Now, Playground Mode is a much welcomed addition to Fortnite. It essentially works like a little private server. It means that you can have your own little map with a little group of your mates, and you can have your own private game. It's a lot less pressure. You can do more exploring without the thought that someone is going to sneak up and eliminate you from the game. It's also really useful for making stories using the replay tool as well. However, Playground Mode arrived and then it disappeared again after bringing in some really, really serious technical issues which plagued the Battle Royale mode. It was preventing matchmaking working across all modes for a short little while. So those matchmaking problems were resolved, but then Epic quickly just removed Playground from the rotation, and it was unclear whether we were going to see it return. However, if you're a big fan of the Playground mode in Fortnite, then do not fear, because Epic says that it's doing everything in their power to get Playground mode up and running really soon. I'd want to know what kind of stuff you guys are making in Playground mode. How are you using it? Are you just using it for a small, low-level deathmatch-like scenarios, or are you using it to create amazing forts? Let me know in the community section of my YouTube channel, N60 Sean. So the summer's on its way, and some of the biggest games of the year are also coming out this summer. So these are our top five picks for games that you should be keeping an eye out for this summer. The first one being The Crew 2, which is an innovative open-world racing game that lets you take control of tons of different vehicles set in an open-world recreation of the entire USA, which is pretty ambitious stuff from the developers. You can fly planes, you can drive motorbikes, dune buggies, obviously you can drive cars and stuff, a huge variety of cars at that, and loads more. It looks really promising and a really unique twist on the racing genre. The new Spider-Man game will also be available this summer. It's been described as a love letter to Spider-Man fans, so expect loads of fan service and satisfying web-swinging action. It's being compared to the really popular PS2 Spider-Man game, which took place in a huge open world, which let you swing through the city, solving crimes and all that good stuff. And it's hotly tipped to be one of the biggest games this summer. Piping hot nostalgia is also on the way this summer with Spyro the Dragon's Reignited Trilogy. This was one of the top games of my childhood, and the early gameplay screens have shown this to be looking absolutely on point. Nostalgia aside, it's probably one of the best platformers to be released this summer. As some of you may have seen on Dan TDM's YouTube channel, Jurassic World Evolution came out this week. And if you ever wanted to build your own dinosaur park, I mean, who hasn't wanted to do that? And recreate some of the ridiculous dinosaur escaping moments in the Jurassic Park movies, then this is the game for you. And one of the most hotly anticipated games for the Nintendo Switch has been Mario Tennis, and it's out now. Tennis getting the Mario magic, plus it's another excellent multiplayer game to enjoy on the go. Make sure you keep an eye out for Mario Tennis. The big summer decision: go outside and enjoy the sunshine, or stay inside and play games. Well, we've got a top five list that can bring the summer into your gaming experience, because this is the top five games to help you feel summery when you're stuck indoors playing games. So number five, this is a classic, Minecraft. Minecraft World Summary. You can get down and build yourself a nice hotel resort by the beach. Here's some advice. Why not watch some of Stampy's videos on an iPad whilst sat in the garden for some inspiration of how you could build a lovely beach resort in Minecraft. And number four, the Donkey Kong Country games are always amazing for tropical vibes because most of the levels are taking place on tropical islands or jungles or beaches, and you'll essentially feel like you're on holiday just by playing it. Number three, if you don't fancy the real outdoors, why not send your Sims on an outdoor pursuit? In The Sims Go Outdoors, you can send them to a campsite, you can send them on fishing trips, you can play horseshoes with bears, or you can just send them out for an adventure. The summer-based opportunities are limitless in The Sims. Mario Sunshine is probably the ultimate tropical paradise game. I mean, the clue's in the name, isn't it? It's probably the sunniest game of all time, which is why it makes this list, but it's also one of the finest platformers ever created. And our top summary game, by the originally named That Game Company, is a game called Flower, which is exclusive to PlayStation systems, where the player controls the wind, helping a petal to fly through the air. How nice and relaxing is that? You collect other petals and transform the environment into a bright and colourful landscape. There's no real actual objectives, just leaves you feeling nice, relaxed and summery, which is exactly what you want from a summery game, which is why Flower gets the number one spot in our top five most summery games. And that's it for the Fun Kids Gaming Show this week. We'll be back next week with more game news and top fives for you. So we will see you then. Bye-bye.
So that was a podcast from the children's radio station Fun Kids. Listen on DAB Digital Radio across the UK or online at funkidslive.com.